Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Gina, we're doing a second taping this week.
I know.
Well, this is the first taping for this week, but we're going to do another one on Friday.
Two. We're back to two for now.
Too much to talk about.
Yeah.
I can't hold all of it in any longer.
I'm going to bust. What are you drinking, Anne? You're back to your red wine.
I'm doing the wine tonight. It was already open. I was gone for the weekend. That's why we did the early taping last week. And this is a bottle that did not get finished. So I'm not, waste not, want not.
That's right.
I eat leftovers and I drink all the wine.
Perfect.
This is one of the bottles that made it home. We drank a lot. I met my niece at our family, I don't know, lake house. I think I said that before. It's not fancy, but it's
a lake
at a lake. So we met up there. We social distanced the entire time. I mean, you can do it. There was two of us. We were outside pretty much the whole time that you're outside on the deck.
Well, when you're up there, you want to be outside.
Yeah. So it felt pretty good to get away somewhere. We had a little bit of a rodent problem that I do not want to get into. I was talking to you about for way too long. And the whole weekend was focused around a rodent or rodents. And they make me sick. I could barely sleep. Neither could my niece. And we were very tired on Sunday
morning. So you came
morning.
Home when, and slept on
we
Sunday?
Came home. I was so tired when I came home. It had nothing to do with the 10,000 bottles of wine we drank. It was all
because we couldn't sleep because of the rodent issue.
Ew. Hopefully it's being taken care of this week.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, God. I just...
They disgust me.
You know what?
I can't.
I can pick up a tarantula if I needed to. Any bug or spider, I do not have a problem with. A rodent? No.
Yeah, we've had issues outside with the rodents. Mm-hmm. Even my husband is a little squeamish. He wears the yellow
hazmat
rubber
suit.
He might as well be the yellow rubber gloves. And then he actually took a pair of my very long tongs. So now they're, you know, the rat tongs, apparently.
Well,
and that's what he does with his rubber gloves and his tongs. And
listen, I can't even look at them. I can't look at a mousetrap.
Now, would Dan?
Oh, Dan does it.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't like to do it, but I'm certainly not doing it. The other thing is we haven't had that issue here at the house. Mm-hmm. Maybe when we first moved in, there was some outside stuff. But at the lake house, it's inside. And this is where I have a problem with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not there all the time, so that's going to happen. That's why you call the exterminator.
Well, the exterminator's coming. And I will not be going up the rest of the year. Should we just get into any dirty dish? Or it kind of has to do with the stuff going on with the shows.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about, you know, Below Deck when we get to Below Deck. We can talk about Candace and her live video.
It was
her
awful.
Live drunk video.
Was she drunk?
Well, she had two. One was with Chris and one was solo. But the
one
with
I only
Chris,
saw the solo one.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about it. But the only thing I've heard is, have you heard about Portia and Dennis?
I heard they may unfollowed not be each other.
Now, does that really mean they're not together? Someone's doing a lot of work trying to figure out who's following who.
I think people do it all the time. I feel like if you're really trying to hide it or hide something, you're not going to unfollow them. Hmm. You know, why would you unfollow? Everybody can tell when you unfollow somebody.
Yeah, and honestly, at this point, I really could care less if they stay together
or
not.
Yeah, me neither. I was only happy they were back together for Portia. I don't care about Dennis. I think he's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, and my philosophy is once a cheater, always a cheater. Mm-hmm. So if that's what happened, it was bound
to
happen.
Wait, speaking of that, Gina, I have 20 minutes left of season 2 of Dr. Foster.
Oh, okay.
We have not spoken about this.
No, so what, 20 minutes left?
20 minutes,
so
I'm
you
dying.
To know what happened?
Yeah, because you said to me, have you finished season 2 of Dr. Foster? The ending is, I don't know, what word did you use?
I don't think I said anything about the ending.
You said it, or I don't know, something about the ending. So I'm like, is there a season 3?
No, I mean, I think it finished filming in 2018. Yeah.
Hmm.
So finish the last 20 minutes.
I will.
So what do you think so far?
So one of our other listeners kind of messaged us like, I watched season 1. Season 2 seemed to jump the shark. I think it jumped the shark in season 1. There's a lot that goes on. I have so many feelings about this show. I mean, it's very entertaining and it's British, so that's always a plus.
Entertaining, but it bounces around
a lot.
And they made some real bad editing mistakes.
Do you think they were just trying to get it over with? Like people weren't responding to it or something?
You know, I don't know. But
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's that great, but I couldn't stop watching it.
Same.
I wanted to know what was going to happen, but I hated her. I liked her. I felt bad for her. I felt bad for him. I hated him. I hate all their friends. I mean, there's not a likable character. That's the problem. When I'm watching something, I want somebody to root for. I'm not rooting for any of them.
Yeah.
Not even their son.
Her friend at the medical office was awful.
Awful. Pretended to be their friend. I mean, it's really hard.
It is hard.
So you guys, pick it up and watch it and let us know what you think. And I have 20 minutes left.
It's entertaining, but entertaining. We'll have to talk after you see the ending.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Should we go to New York? Because this is New York from last week. Because we didn't get to talk about it, and I have to. I mean, sometimes we lump these together because we'll do another taping this week. I can't.
This was messy Sonia when
oh
she...
Oh, my God.
We didn't know at the time, but apparently she was taking her water pills.
All right. That
what
does
do you
that,
take water
I call
pills?
Bullshit
is that
on that.
Bloating?
Yes. It's for bloating. They were like a dietary water pill, but it makes you loopy if you drink. I don't think
she
so.
She said... It gives you drunk sailor syndrome. I've never heard of such a thing.
I'm like for that. I will lose weight, have a glass of wine, and feel like a drunk sailor. That sounds amazing to me. She was out of it. And she gets there quickly.
Oh,
so
my
definitely
God.
She's taking something. But did you hear Ramona later said something like, well, you know, the water pill or the Xanax that you take that you're not supposed to drink with. Judgy Ramona.
Very judgy. Well, she was judgy a lot.
Yeah, this whole episode. Nuts.
Yeah. So Sonia goes to bed. Dorinda's looking for Ramona and goes down and finds her on a lounge chair at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they get into it.
Jeez.
And Dorinda's talking about Sonia being a mess. And Ramona says, you've been a mess too. And boy, you cannot bring up drinking with Dorinda. And the reason being, Anne, is
she knows
she has a problem.
She knows she has a
problem. She doesn't want to hear it.
The way she deflects, she keeps saying, I wasn't even drunk. I only had 3 spritzers. I wasn't even drunk. I'm not even drinking. Even at that party before when she was getting in Ramona's face and Ramona's like, how many drinks have you had? She's like, I haven't even drinking tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
You know what I mean?
Totally drinking. And the last time I checked, wine spritzers have alcohol in them.
And 3 wine spritzers. It's a good amount of spritzer.
That is a good
amount.
And
you didn't just have 3. If you say you had 3, you had 6. Just like when I say I've gained 10 pounds, I've gained 20.
So those two go at it and poor Luann gets dragged into
it. I felt bad for Luann.
I did too.
I really did.
I actually am kind of loving Luann this season.
Well,
Luann is Luann.
You know what?
Take her for what she is.
I feel like she's actually pretty honest. I feel like people give her a hard time for not being sincere, but I do believe she is sincere. And even if she's having a few drinks while she's on these trips, you can't tell. She's not getting drunk.
Thank God, because if they were all shit-faced all the time, it would be just...
And Ramona the only sober one?
But you know what? Think about it. Ramona kind of is only the only sober one.
Yeah, but she's saying, I can't drink like that because it's disgusting. I don't want to look like that. We said this before, even in the days when, remember, people thought Ramona had a drinking problem because she always brought her wine to everything?
Her Pinot Grigio.
By the way,
everywhere.
Why doesn't she bring her Pinot Grigio anywhere anymore?
She doesn't have that anymore.
But she wasn't bringing her own in the beginning. She was just bringing bottles of Pinot Grigio.
Oh, right.
Does she not drink that anymore?
I don't know. When she went to the bar last time, she was asking for all kinds of different varieties of wine. It wasn't just Pinot Grigio.
But she never seemed that drunk to me. Maybe she was always drinking, but she never gets that, except when she does Turtle Time, and even then it's not that crazy.
No.
How come she doesn't get drunk?
Because she doesn't want to look like, she doesn't want to look like that.
She's just been awful though. And then poor Luann with Dorinda. I would never do that to somebody. And then literally 10 seconds later, Luann. At least I haven't gotten arrested for drinking.
Ooh.
I don't have a problem. I haven't been arrested. So you don't have a problem unless you've hit rock bottom and get arrested?
According to Dorinda,
that's
it sounds
according
like
according to
it.
Dorinda. Life according to Dorinda.
And yeah, Dorinda says, you went to jail for your drinking. I mean, she just gets so
nasty. Angry. The only reason that happens is when she's wasted and feeling guilty about herself. She knows she's drinking too much and she's... nuts
yeah, but then
right
she's
now.
Got like remorse. So she's off the fucking rails. And then the next day it's all right,
sort
it's
of.
A new day. Let's forget about it. Everything's fine.
Yeah, but see, she does the thing where she wakes up that next morning like she doesn't have a hangover because she's like, no, I only have 3 wine spritzers. That's bullshit. I have 2 glasses of wine and the next day I'm feeling it. I am feeling it.
Yeah, but she's a professional.
Yeah, it's true. I think I'm a professional. I have a glass every night. I thought I was until this weekend.
Proved you wrong.
The rats put me over.
God.
Okay, wait, I have to say one more thing. Fuck Luann and her body.
Oh my, when she was on the beach in that bikini, do you think she's doing more than just yoga? She's my age.
I know, but what do you think she's doing?
I don't know. Sculpting, something.
I don't know. She looks fabulous.
An amazing
She does work
body.
Out a lot. What about the best scene was when they flashed back to Luann on the camel seasons ago. I went back and watched it again. That is so freaking funny.
It's hilarious. And I'm actually shocked that she got back on. Because I don't know that I would.
The fact that she did get back on. And Ramona's face on the old flashback.
Oh my God.
She was scared for Luann. But why are there camels in Mexico? I'm confused. What are they doing there?
Yeah, why are they
in
Mexico?
I don't know. And why would you want to ride them? Boring.
Yeah, it's a thing. They it's got like an off, elephant ride, right?
What, Leah jumped off. She was like, yeah, I'm out of here. Isn't that cruelty to the camels?
I think it is. Just like the elephants, right? You're not supposed to be riding elephants.
Why didn't anybody have a problem with riding on the camel?
How about the dinner, the birthday dinner at the Mexican restaurant?
That was fantastic. And when Luann came out singing with that hat on.
Well, wait a minute. Let's just back it up. Luann's outfit.
What was that?
It was like
she looked like she was going to Dance Fever or something.
It looked like a costume. Bell bottoms. It didn't look like an outfit. It looked like a costume.
I almost thought when she went in to change and put the sombrero on, I thought, oh, it's part of the outfit. No. I don't think
she
so.
Okay,
but what about
outfit?
Ramona? When Sonia goes, God. Ramona, I told you no more macrame.
Ramona's fashion choices are not good.
That white dress, it looked like a macrame dress. What was that?
It was a macrame. It was like a jumpsuit.
It was a jumpsuit.
Was it lace? Maybe it was lace.
I don't know if it was lace or macrame.
It was not good.
It was like a cotton lace.
Ooh.
So bad. Speaking of which, what about Ramona at the reunion? You saw the picture of her at the reunion that she's been posting everywhere?
No. When was it?
Oh my God. She looks 25. She has all these extensions and it looks amazing.
I saw her post. Who was 40 minutes late? Was it Luann and Ramona?
No.
Ramona was saying
and Sonia.
Oh, and Sonia. Yeah. Okay. Those two were 40 minutes late. Ooh, but I don't know. There's really not a lot going on this season with them other than their drinking.
It's so fantastic.
It's funny. It's fun.
It's funny.
They fight. They make up. They fight. They make
and
up.
And Leah is such a good addition. I wasn't sure how Leah would fit in, like, in Mexico. Who's going to be her little friend? But she makes up with Ramona for a moment, and then she doesn't. She just calls Ramona on all her shit.
She does. And I was dying. I was laughing out loud at dinner when Ramona was having a fit about, I'm a Catholic girl, and I don't talk like this. And Leah was like, oh, for God's sake, get over it. Well, if you want to be my friend, then you won't talk like that. Ramona says, oh, this is spicy. And then Leah goes, it's a spicy dick.
She's like, I couldn't help it. Sorry. But then they flash back to Ramona talking all nasty throughout the seasons. So she's just
it's
on
just
her little
Leah.
High horse.
It's
she's
just Leah.
It's yeah.
Just because
it's just because it's Leah. Got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She, like she said, she holds her to a different standard.
Completely.
Then Dorinda was telling Luann at the table, I support you in all ways possible in everything you do. Luann, so classy, just said thank you. She could have easily said, really, bitch, yesterday, do you remember mentioning my stint in prison again?
Well,
jeez.
Something is up with Dorinda because she's going after people on social media big time.
Oh,
Ramona.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She takes no accountability. No accountability. Even now, seeing the season, I feel like she's doubling down like, no, you see, I wasn't really drunk. She's trying to make her own narrative out of this thing.
She isn't. I can't Crazy. Wait for the reunion.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And it's in person, too. It's not going to be over Zoom.
That's right.
It's face-to-face.
That's right. Well, wait. We didn't talk about when Ramona left. Leah's running after her. Ramona, I won't talk about body parts anymore.
So Leah just silly. Throws it out there.
Oh, I love Leah.
It's hilarious.
And you saw her reunion look. Fabulous.
The black. Mm-hmm. They all had very fancy masks. Very
love
fancy.
That. Oh, God. What about Sonia's mask?
Sonia's looked was like a necklace. Little much. It looked a little S&M-ish.
It did. Very Sonia. Okay. Potomac.
Mm.
Only episode 2. Let's talk about what's happening with Candace.
Yeah,
what was
so
her lives all about?
Is off the rails. So yeah. She had one live where she's talking about a blogger and she's going on and
saying that the blogger's fat
and
gross.
Obese and disgusting and just super messy. And then people were talking about another live video that Candace did with Chris, and they were so shit-faced. Chris was talking in a completely different voice. It was very interesting.
Huh.
You'll have to find it and watch it. But they were just a mess. And I...
Why are you going live like that? Why do people do that? They're out there.
I don't know.
Lives people record. I've recorded lives before.
Yeah, it was just a bad look for Candace, especially since we know what's coming.
Do we know what's coming? We know that...
Well, we know there's going to be a wig pull.
Yeah, but she doesn't do it, does she?
Well,
I think Monique does it.
It's because of something
Candace said. Candace is just a mean girl. She's awful.
Well, but look at her mom.
Exactly.
I mean, look how
she was
awful. Raised.
People do not like Candace. I don't know anybody who's on Candace's side at this point.
I don't either.
And we don't even really know what happened. Let's talk about in the beginning when Karen is with Ray... And
that
he is just disengaged.
Oof.
It was awful. She's like, well, you want to say those three little words to me? He's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't, he doesn't want to film.
He doesn't want to film.
Want to be on film.
And she is begging for him to say, I love you.
Yeah.
And he won't do it.
But for that,
the
all
workout.
The sounds that were coming in, I'm thinking, what the? And it's never what you think it is.
No, it's always going to be her
working
out.
She had a personal
trainer.
In
her living room. That was a rough scene, though.
Her house cracks
together.
Me up, though, because I laugh at people. Well, I think it's interesting. I shouldn't say I laugh, but I think it's interesting that people actually set their dining table as if you're about to sit down to dinner.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. Doesn't all that shit get dusty?
They have it always prepared in case. How many people you have in a fancy dinner like
that
for?
I mean, with the wine glasses and the china. Yeah. Is that a thing? I thought that was only a thing in like a model home.
I mean, maybe when we first had our house and I had my place settings, I did that. I don't think I did that.
Did you?
I never did.
I can't imagine.
No.
That's
I'm too
a lot
lazy.
Of effort.
I'm too lazy.
You
I don't want to
clean all
yeah,
that
Yeah, I don't
want
to clean it all. So then Giselle and Monique get together for lunch, and they've kind of worked through a lot of things. I like their little friendship happening.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
They all think it's because Giselle's having sex. That's what they think.
Oh, yeah. The anointed D. She's getting the anointed D.
And they're going to give Ashley a coming out of the house party. They're all having lunch to film. It's an excuse to film.
So, yeah, they kind of, Candace and Monique kind of patch things up. And they were in a good place, but we find that's not for long.
Well, we find out because Giselle doesn't keep anything in, by the way.
No.
So she tells Monique, you know, Candace invited Charisse to the party. It was Candace's party. So, I mean, obviously, who else was going to invite Charisse but Candace? But for some reason, Monique's like, yeah, I don't know why I didn't get a heads up on that. And we find out the reason why Charisse and Monique are all in this tiff, which they were kind of fighting when Charisse left the first time. Because, you know, Charisse and Monique were friends. That's
how
Monique Charisse came on.
Well, Charisse brought Monique in.
Right.
Yeah.
So she said that apparently Monique had a personal trainer and they were seen around town probably having lunch. Who knows? It seems weird to me that Monique would do something in public with anybody else, but maybe they were being a little too friendly. And Charisse told everybody, and then Big Daddy, Monique's husband, did not
Big
like
boy.
That. Did not like that very much, obviously.
Yeah. So word on the street was there was some sort of hanky panky going on between Monique and her personal trainer, and
Charisse let it out. See?
That's terrible.
It is bad.
That's just awful.
Especially with like a friend or something. I don't know.
These people will stab you in the back in a heartbeat.
They will. How did you feel about Ashley having that lactation consultant
over? It brought back very, very bad memories for
bad
me.
Memories.
Bad memories.
Mastitis, bad memory.
Painful.
Yep. That's all I thought was, yeah, I don't want to go back there.
No.
Those are those things that you forget about. You want to forget.
Yeah. Did you have like a lactation person?
No, I didn't. I think I made a few phone calls to the advice nurse and you got to work through it. Got to feed through it. And
sent me a guy and I was like, what the fuck? And
a guy lactation consultant.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I said, no, thank you. I was not comfortable.
That's very inappropriate. And maybe that's sexist. But then again, now that I think about it, my gynecologist was a male for years.
So was mine. But
so
I don't want
to
whip my boob out in front of a male nurse and have him
I would have felt very uncomfortable too. I would think that Troy would have felt uncomfortable with that.
Oh, he doesn't care.
At that point, your boob's just a food magnet anyway.
That's right.
Okay,
still.
So when Candace and Wendy have lunch, Wendy, we've said it before, she's very accomplished. She's a political commentator.
She's like everything. Yeah. Isn't she like an attorney and a doctor or something like that? I don't
and
know.
She's also,
PhD.
Yeah, she's a professor. So Candace goes, we have so much in common. And they show a picture of, well, they show Wendy as a political commentator on TV. And then they show Candace with a picture of her and Obama and some other volunteer. Like, we're both very political. Okay, you are probably a volunteer, Candace. You don't have that much in common.
Don't
Stop.
Make it out to be more than what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly, yeah. Because what are you doing now? What does Candace do now? Sell her hair products?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what she does.
She annoys people is what she does.
Right.
Arr. Wendy was like, yeah, I know Karen. I've met you. She's one of those people that every time I meet her, she's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. We've talked about that. We have friends that
I was
going
to say, we know people mm-hmm. like that. Like every time it's a new day. Nice but, to meet you.
And then Wendy goes, oh, yeah, she tried to be super fabulous with me. Wendy's fantastic.
Yeah, she's going to be good.
She's so good because even at the luncheon later, she doesn't even know these ladies. And she's like, what the hell is going on here?
No, she's smart. She's quick. She's going to be good.
I'm a professor. Class is always in session. That's
right.
What her tagline should be. I don't know what her tagline is.
Have we seen the taglines?
Oh, sure. I fast forward.
I do too. Maybe so. That's why I don't
know what
they are.
I know people do this whole thing about taglines. I don't give a shit.
I don't either.
There's about 15,000 taglines that they do. I just don't care that much.
Don't most people just fast forward through them anyway?
I don't know. I know some podcasts do this whole thing about what the taglines are and how great they are. I'm like, I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't have time for the taglines.
It's not that important. Juan and Giselle, they meet, and apparently Juan's going to pop the question. I think we said this last time that they're married now, right?
I thought about that. Maybe what we saw was the proposal, but I'm pretty sure they're married.
Are they?
Unless I just saw the proposal online. Now I can't remember. It was so long ago.
So then they go to Ashley's lunch. And can we just talk about Giselle's style or her lack of style? What the hell was she wearing? A sweater with lips on it and bike shorts and heels?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
It was awful. Mm. Monique always dresses really nice.
Yeah, she does. She has good taste.
Ashley looked cute.
Ashley always looks cute. She looked fantastic.
Yeah, she looked great.
It was like her first time out. What about, though, I want to go earlier, Candace peed on a stick. She thought she might be pregnant.
Now, why did we need to see that?
Because she has no storyline. And this is why Candace is stirring up shit, because she's got nothing going on. She has nothing going on. She doesn't really want to be pregnant. And they've talked about this. She's not even ready. So why is she peeing on a stick? Because even Chris said, yeah, I don't think you are pregnant. We've barely had sex.
Yeah, that's all bullshit.
It's a fake storyline. You know, it's like, what's her name from Jersey? Melissa.
Oh,
there's no storyline for Candace.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fight will be her storyline.
The other thing is when Ashley came in and Giselle was like, oh my God, look at you pretty in yellow. Wasn't that a green dress? Am I doing that thing where I'm seeing things a different color? I was pretty sure it was a green dress.
I think it was yellow.
I swear it was a highlighter green dress.
Really?
Yeah. You know those things that online are like, what color is this dress?
Yeah.
I'm always the off one.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think it was kind of a gold yellow.
I totally saw green. Did we also have to hear about her tearing her anus?
Yeah.
And isn't that an episiotomy? Isn't that what you get an episiotomy for? Like, you know,
no, that's not your asshole.
Yeah, an episiotomy is when they cut to your from your vajayjay to your asshole when
oh,
you have
yeah,
a baby.
From
and
their,
you tie it up.
Well, yeah. But
this
not.
Is, didn't she get this from having the baby?
How big was that baby? Not that big.
No, very tiny. I mean, where else would she have this torn asshole from? Her anus.
It went beyond the episiotomy.
But
cut.
I think she had a natural birth, so maybe
she didn't
just,
have an episiotomy.
She didn't have an because wait, the episiotomy is when they cut it and they stitch it up.
Right.
So she just had a natural birth.
And
so
then
now
you
she's
sit on an ice pack for a couple days after,
and it heals. But maybe hers hasn't healed.
I don't know. She got a little too graphic. We didn't need to know that.
At lunch. Ew.
Yeah, that was kind of gross.
But they said something about having sex, and Wendy said, "Wait, Karen, you still have sex?" Under her breath. Wendy is going to be so good.
She's going to be good, and they're going to go at it.
So do you think that at that lunch, they were all ganging up on Candace when they were asking Candace about the Cherise? Why did you invite Cherise without telling
Monique? I mean, Monique brought it up because she was festering about it. Mm-hmm. She was just festering. But I mean, at a lunch for Ashley, like have a conversation later.
Well, you could have called her before, too. You could have called her anytime. But, of course, they want to film it. So they're like, wait till you have lunch.
Well, they always wait until you're having a meal to bring shit up.
Candace went from 0 to 100. She's like, shut the fuck up. When Giselle said something, like sticking up for Monique.
Well, she's
shut
got
the fuck
anger
up.
Issues.
She definitely does.
For sure.
Ugh.
For sure.
I'm like afraid of Candace.
Well, she's like one of those psycho bitches that is just going to go off.
I feel like she could definitely do some harm to somebody. Well, she has. What about the freaking knife she pulled last year on Ashley? She won't apologize either. She never apologizes.
No. She felt like it was a gang up. I get it, but
I also feel like it was a justified gang up. You're being messy.
She can't own anything.
She never apologizes. Let's do a little below deck med. Lots of feelings and thoughts about this. Listen, I was never a Hannah fan, but that was bullshit what Malia did.
I think so too. Now, I've heard a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Malia last week came out and she gave a whole summary of maritime law, and it's her obligation if she sees something, you know, to say something. The crew can't self-administer drugs and all this stuff. And now there's this big conspiracy theory going around that Sandy, Malia, and Bugsy were all conspiring to get Hannah off. It's like, people, you're giving them too much credit.
Well, and production, they were on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy asked them. They started laughing. Like, we heard that, and we have nothing to do with the hiring and the firing of anybody on the show. So it's ridiculous.
It was clearly pre-planned and calculated by production.
I mean, I don't think Kiko being fired was pre-planned, but her boyfriend coming to visit, because, you know, when the boyfriend came, he was on his way to go to see a family member who was sick. And then when Captain Sandy talks to him, there's his resume. All of a sudden his resume is there. And she says, oh my God, we have to have you. And he says, oh, my only requirement is that if that family member gets sick, I can leave. Well, weren't you on your way? Why wouldn't you go see that family member first? Oh, but he's helping them out.
Yeah.
He's saving them.
He's saving them. But I mean, Malia and Sandy are just getting reamed.
Yeah. Well, I think they should. I mean, they can say all they want about, oh, you know, we have to report this. It's part of our job to report it. Well, this was a prescription Valium. She's taking it at night. She was up every single day. Who cares? She's up every day working.
And it hasn't altered her behavior, although I do think...
I think she's mellow now. I think she's altered... I think that altered her behavior for the better. She got along with Bugsy the whole time.
Yeah, she did.
I also didn't like the whole Malia saying, well, me and Tom want to stay together. And, you know, he's the chef and couples get to stay together.
I was going to ask you what you thought about
that. I thought it was bullshit. I understand if they're hired together.
Yes.
I get that. But I was on Hannah's side when she's like, well, you weren't hired together. And all of a sudden, we all have to change. I have to stay with Bugsy. She doesn't want to stay with me either. Tom wouldn't have stayed probably if they couldn't stay together. But I just thought it was real bullshit on Malia. Malia would like telling Captain Sandy on her, well, she said she's not going to do it. Well, Malia, grow up. It's 2 weeks. You can stay in separate things to keep peace. I thought that was bullshit.
I did too. And Rob and Jessica, they didn't need to stay in the same room.
It doesn't seem
either.
Like Jessica even really wanted to in the beginning.
It didn't seem like. Yeah. And there was this whole thing. Hannah took to Twitter and she basically said Malia went through her stuff, pulled out her prescription, her CBD pen, laid it all out.
It looked
and then
like it was.
Took a picture of it.
And then Hannah
certainly just wasn't.
It wasn't perfectly set there out for display. And if it was, then Hannah wasn't hiding anything.
Correct. Now, if there is some sort of maritime law or protocol where you're supposed to tell your captain if you're on a prescription drug,
what
and
if
then
you're
they
on,
administer
what if you're on
it,
birth control, you can't take birth. That's a prescription drug.
I think it's only like mind altering type medication.
I still didn't look up what Valium does. I think it just freaking calms
like Xanax.
You down.
It's the same as Xanax.
I mean, people are on medication all the time. People are on anti-anxiety pills all the time.
Correct.
Probably 80% of the population is on something.
And people are pissed that they put all of her medical history out there.
I don't blame them. So she probably will get fired. I mean, they you know,
I'm assuming,
allude to it.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. But Tom is freaking adorable.
I think so, too.
Oh, my God.
I just don't like Malia right now. I'm really annoyed
She's
with her.
She's a little too full of herself, I think.
Yeah. But how funny that Tom worked with Bugsy's sister on a yacht.
I know.
You can tell he really... really likes Malia.
They are cute together.
Yes. He's cute and I can't wait to see what he cooks because, I mean, he's a Michelin
star
chef.
Got quite a resume. He worked with Gordon Ramsay. He's a Michelin star. I did think it was very funny and very pathetic that Hannah asked Rob and Jess to be her friend basically and be her support system.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that she didn't go to the beach club resort because she didn't have an ally there.
I also think who the fuck cares?
She's such a bitch most of the time. Let her
Why
stay
would
behind.
You want her to come? Who cares if she just didn't want to come? She was in bed the whole time. I think she played up her symptoms maybe, but who cares? If she doesn't want to be there, you don't want her to be there.
Absolutely.
I didn't think anything was wrong with that. But Bugsy certainly had a lot to drink when they went to that beach resort. And Rob and Jess were all over each other.
Oh my God. They were rolling around on that lounge. She had the the thong bikini and taking the selfies. That's why I'm like, ugh, she bugs
I wonder me. What really happened with them, because we know they no longer speak.
Yeah, they went from I love you to mm-hmm. now they have no communication.
I wonder if something happened after, or are we going to see it happen?
Jess has been on Watch What Happens Live a couple times. She's yeah. an interesting
Yeah, girl. But she doesn't say much about their relationship. No. She just says they don't speak.
Did you see Bugsy last night mm-hmm. on, what'd you think of her personality? She was kind of flippant, like.
Yeah, but I feel like she's like that on the show.
I didn't really like her.
I think she's seen a lot of the stuff going around, like her and Malia were in on getting everybody fired and for their own gain. And yeah. that could be annoying. I could see that. And Andy was going in on Malia a little bit. So,
oh, yeah, he
which
was
great. But Andy's stepping it up.
He is stepping it
Plus,
up.
Plus, they're just little below deck people. So who cares?
But she didn't have a whole lot to say.
Mm-mm, no, she didn't.
But did you notice, by the way, that Pete has been pretty much
yes.
erased?
Forgot Pete erased. Was even on there. Yeah, you don't even say. I saw him sitting in the thing. I go, oh, yeah, there's Pete. Now, this is where they were swiping him or wiping him out.
Wiped him out.
All right, should we go to 90 Day the Other Way? Have you seen the ads for Darcy and Stacey?
Yeah, and I'm not watching it, Anne. So if you want to watch it, you're on your own.
I think for our listeners, I will watch one. And report
Maybe
back.
I'll watch one, but I'm not watching more than that shit.
Somebody asked us, are we going to watch Marrying Millions? Do you know what that show is? Remember
yeah,
that
it was
one?
On last year or last mm-hmm.
I think season. It's on after.
It's these young, like 20-something girls yeah. that marry these old rich guys.
I think some are the same as last year. Some of the same couples.
The one long-haired guy
yes.
is the same.
That's the one I noticed.
With a different girl, though.
No.
Isn't it a different girl?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. That would be weird because he was with that one girl for a very long time.
Yeah. I mean, I could be Ooh. Wrong.
So 90 Day the Other Way, Kenneth and Armando, finally.
Oh, I was actually getting emotional. I thought it was
Me
so
too.
Cute.
Me too.
His daughters were there.
The only thing that I thought was kind of lame was he's only been there a week. You know, they were saying goodbye to him and they knew they were coming in a week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I know it's part of the
TV,
show.
And it's TV.
I know. But it was still sweet anyway.
It was very cute. They got all kinds of love on social media.
From us, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did feel bad for Kenny when he was talking about his story that he's never been married.
Yeah.
And he's been in two long-term relationships. But, you know, he's older. So when he grew up in the late 80s, 90s, AIDS was a big thing. A lot of his friends
yeah, 80%
died from
of his
AIDS.
Friends, he said, died.
You know, I was thinking about that. People that's who are lot. Younger, like that is our era. That was very prominent, you know, the late 80s, 90s. We were.
Oh my God. I remember working and stuff and seeing people come in with AIDS with all the sores all
yeah.
over them. And it was like, oh my God, don't get too
yes.
close because
we didn't
it can
know.
Be contagious. We didn't know.
No,
we didn't know anything.
People don't get AIDS anymore. They can be HIV positive, but they don't get AIDS. And it was just felt for Kenny like, oh my God, he's never had this love. And then here he has Armando. And
I know.
So sweet. I actually did question, would Armando say yes?
I did too. I thought, well, maybe he's not going to because of, you know, his culture and what's it going to mean. And mm-hmm. so now I want to know, like, where are they living? Is he still in Mexico? Did they get married? Are we going to see a wedding?
I hope so. Well, I'm looking forward to them going to visit Armando's family. That's
yes,
going to be
gonna
a good episode.
Yeah.
Ooh,
this
I hope
it's... This is the most, and we said this before, but this is the most realistic couple.
Definitely, definitely. And when he was, when Kenny was talking to his girls and saying, this is a fairy tale for me.
So cute.
So sweet. Love them. So Brittany and Yazin, I had a turn of my opinion towards Brittany.
Did you?
She was so calm and nice, and she actually seemed like she really, really liked him.
Mm.
No?
I don't know.
I felt a connection with them.
Was she calm? Yes. Did she not know that in order to get married that she was going to have to convert
Islam? Well, yeah, she's pretending like she didn't.
I mean.
Well, and she still hasn't told him that, you know, she's not divorced yet.
True.
Yeah, is he throwing all this information at her right now? No.
She knows.
He's Muslim. Here's my question. In the Muslim community, you're not supposed to hold hands or anything like that. They were holding hands walking down the street. Remember Azan and Nicole? And
oh,
Azan would
right.
say, Nicole, no, we can't touch in public.
You are right.
These two were holding hands all through town.
Well, she has no desire to be Muslim.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, her family or his family wants them to get married like within days. Are there no classes you have to take to become Muslim? Is there no instruction? Do you just sign a paper that says you're Muslim and that's it?
I don't think it's 3 days to get married. I think it's you have 3 days to decide. Are you going to become Muslim to get married? Yeah, he goes, you have 3 days to decide.
Yeah, I was going to like, oh, it's got to be a process, right? Yeah. You just don't.
So she's saying, oh my God, I didn't know any of this. You're pushing me to get married right away. You apparently are moving there to spend the rest of your life with Yazin.
Right.
So what did you think? That marriage wasn't on the table? Like, what did you think you were moving there for?
Yeah, this is very confusing.
You thought you were going to live with him without being married? You don't know him very well at all then.
I think they had some sort of online relationship and they're trying to make it into something that
it's not.
Yeah,
I think so too. He does then think about it and say, you can take your time. You don't have to. I don't have to know in 3 days because we have a whole show to
Thank
finish.
Thank goodness. That's right. We've got 12 more episodes to fill.
So Devin and Jihoon. This was weird because last week it was like, it was bad. It was pretty explosive. Jihoon ran down the street. They went and got $3,000.
Yeah, but now they have a new apartment.
Now they're like all happy. He found a new apartment, but it's only for a month. Does she know it's only for a month? That's my
I think so.
Curiosity.
That's all they could afford.
So they're going to live there for 1 month. Then what? He's going to make all this money?
It's in a much nicer neighborhood.
Well, and the whole place is really
nice. Kid-friendly.
Yeah. When they all went to the park and they're all talking, did you see the time change? It was like afternoon, then all of a sudden it was the evening.
Yeah.
And I think it was Devin who said, I think it's time that the parents step back and let us run our own lives. Wow, Devin, you think? I think, yes, it's time to run your own life.
Well, he's not young, but she's still pretty young. Isn't she like 23?
Yeah, she's very young. What about frickin' Drizella? Laying in the park, covering herself with the dirt. And they're all just letting her do it.
But it's Drizella.
It's Drizella.
Sweet little Drizella.
Sweet little Drizella who we see go running from the park. They're screaming.
And she doesn't stop.
Oh, no. She's one of those kids who you can yell all you want.
She's a runner.
She ran into the street. I was waiting to hear like, like the screeching of tires. Horrible.
Now, she's a kid you need a leash for.
Oh, yes. And I hate leashes, but you are correct.
Well, if your kid is a runner and they don't stop when you tell them to. Now, poor Jihoon is so stressed out. He's a very fragile man. He's so stressed out because he's not used to being an adult.
I just think he's still a fragile little boy. I'm a little boy still.
Well, next week he's sobbing. That's why I thought, well, did something happen to Drizella? Did she fall?
Oh, he is sobbing?
He's sitting on the curb and he's like sobbing.
Oh, no.
Huh. So I don't know.
Nothing happened to Drizella.
I'm sure Drizella's fine. He's probably just stressed out. Yeah. He has to find a job.
It's probably a month later and he still has no job. It's time for me to step up and take care of my family. Thank you, Jihoon.
God damn it. I have to go find a job.
And by the way, Jihoon, you owe your parents $30,000. All right. So how'd you feel about Tim and I still get her name wrong. Melisa?
I don't have a lot of feelings about this couple.
He's a crier.
He is emotional.
I can't tell if she likes him or not.
She doesn't seem like she does too much. Or else she's just torturing him.
Could be a little bit of both. I mean, she has to like him a little bit to have him come, right?
I mean, nothing really happened. He told her dad that he
cheated.
And the dad's disgusted and thinks they should break up.
It's like, healthiest thing to do would be to break up.
Yeah, well, he's going to come around, don't
Who?
You think?
The parents?
The dad.
Well, I mean, if not, go home, Tim. Remember Tim's mom and friend were going to come visit him? When's that happening?
That's right.
I thought they were coming in the very beginnings. That'll be a whole nother saga. Should we go on to 90 Day Happily Ever After?
Do you even want to talk about Colty and Jess?
I always want to talk about Colty and Jess. His acting is getting
so bad.
The way he's standing in the hallway, like his head against his hand, and pushing the wall.
He sucks, man.
He's such an awful person. So is Deb. They are awful.
Now, did you notice that in Deb's room, there was a cane there? Did you notice?
No.
She has a cane.
Did we ever see her walking with a cane?
No, but how old is she? Isn't she like 60?
Yeah. Deb's not an old lady. She just looks like an old lady.
She's got one of those canes with the four prongs
on
the bottom.
Oh my God. Maybe it's Colty's to help him get around.
Jeez.
So Colty is talking to Deb and Deb basically is getting at Jess about, like, if you don't have trust, there you have nothing at all.
Yeah. All the red flags.
Yeah. So Jess gets up, walks away. She starts throwing, oh my gosh, she threw her shoe at him, which was amazing. He acts like it hit his head. I don't think it did, but he was like cowering in the corner. He's such a fucking baby, such a wimp. She leaves. I mean, that felt all real to me. Like, she was just done with him. She's like, ew, you're disgusting. You're gross. See you later.
And she may be done because she posted some stuff on social media saying that he had a relationship with Jess and it was more than just a friendship. And he lied to her.
You mean Vanessa.
I mean Vanessa. Yeah. Sorry. He lied to her the whole time.
She said she got a hold of Vanessa and Vanessa admitted that they had a relationship.
See, this would not shock me because he would do this just to be on the damn show.
He's so gross. And then he like shoves his fat, gross, squiggly body into the elevator with her. And he's like on top of her because they can't fit together.
The camera people are in there.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I am paralyzed with fear that Jess is going to come back and do something to me in the middle of the night. So he tells, Mama Deb. Might as well be Mama June.
I know, right?
And Mama Deb says, I think you should come stay in my room for the night.
Of course.
On the couch, of course. But
of course. So how did Jess get Vanessa's phone number? Because she said she confirmed that they talk every day.
She said something about, I got Colty's phone. So that's the kind of stuff I'm like, yeah, this is all a little storyline. This doesn't quite make sense. How are you getting Colty's phone?
I don't know. The camera work was amazing, yeah, though. So Jess says she's
like
going to go.
Running down the hall.
She's going to leave and she's going to go fuck another man.
Yep. And apparently she did. When Colty came in the morning, wasn't there another man in the room?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Now it's just hilarious. I mean, you can't even take this shit serious.
No. And he was like, why are you angry at me? I was going to marry you. I love you. It was the worst acting ever. And he's putting his head against the wall and stretching the body. God, I was going to propose to you.
No, you weren't.
Ooh, Kalani and Asuelo.
So the Airbnb that they rented, apparently there's a ghost there.
I freaking believe that.
It sounds like it.
They both? I mean, it was like...
Asuelo
is a little like, crazy.
I got up to poop.
And he tells a little too much.
It's like you're talking to a six-year-old
child.
Yeah,
it's the way he talks, too.
I got up to poop and I saw a ghost.
And then she said she heard something, too.
She heard voices.
Yeah, that I'd be out of
there
so quick.
Goodbye.
So quick. So it's been a year since he's seen his mom and sisters.
Yeah, but I can't understand why is Kalani or Colini,
yeah.
Why is her sister there?
I think for
moral support.
I think so. Okay. I don't think it's a bad idea because they knew that the mom was going to ask for money. I do love when Kalani said to the sister, well, do you give your mom money?
Yeah.
And then the sister just was stone-faced and it's none of your business.
That's a lot. Maybe it is a culture thing. But...
Oh, I have no doubt that it's a cultural thing, but you can't expect somebody to give you money that they don't have.
Well, and they should understand that he's new to the U.S. He's got two children and a wife
to support
because she doesn't work.
Right.
What's he going to do?
And why does the mom have her own house? She's not living with the sister.
Yeah, that's what confused me.
All right, but what about the sister who's deaf signed that the money's too little. We need this much. Too small. Need more.
Very sad, but you've heard, right, that he doesn't just work at that.
Yeah, he works
ice cream,
at the...
The Polynesian dancing. Yeah. He
does, but I mean,
like,
really, and the
and
Polynesian
stuff.
Dancing, they're not making that much money.
I wouldn't
but
think
still,
so.
Yeah, he's working more than that. So Larissa, I just don't understand this whole thing. I think it's just all bullshit. And
me too. She goes to
Eric's
house and he's brushing his teeth and...
Won't let her in.
He says, can I have my phone
so I can log out?
Like log out of what?
I know, he just wants the phone.
What are you talking about?
He wants the SIM card because he wants all his shit in there.
He's so
slimy.
Because
he obviously does not back up to the cloud.
Well, clearly. Clearly, Eric.
But the reason why she's mad is because it's not like he just talked about her behind her back when they broke up, but apparently he's telling people that she's horrible in bed. And she's saying, you know, I didn't have a lot of sexual experiences before, and so I'm learning.
Something tells me that she's probably watched a few videos and she probably isn't.
Well, she has one or two children. She's been with Colty, and you know type of sexual being Colty is. I'm sure she picked up a few things from him.
Some tricks.
How bad can you be? My God.
Don't you just have to lay there? You mean there's more?
Once again, we can never break up with our husbands. I don't want that rumor going around. That's all I need. God.
Be the talk of the town, man.
The dames are bad in bed. Gina, Dame Gina says, quote, don't you just lay there. Speaking of just laying there, Michael and Angela. So
Why do they keep having this conversation about the baby?
Everybody knows Angela's too old to have a baby, and he's not going to have a concubine have his baby.
Ugh, they're never going to get married. This is just
is
not
that the right term
happen.
That I just said? A concubine. A concubine is a person, correct?
Yeah.
So weren't they saying that before? Like, oh, he could have a concubine.
Didn't you read Joy Luck Club?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I was thinking, did I use that term correctly? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a mistress.
Yeah. Did they say concubine? Is that used in their language?
In Joy Luck Club?
No. Michael.
Actually, I think they might have.
I know. I'm thinking that in my head, but I don't know.
I think so. Anyway, so it's not going to happen.
The aunt and the niece or cousin or whatever are like, we need to have a baby, whether you can carry it or not. I don't know. Angela just wanted that fucking cake. She was just all about the cake and tasting the cake for the wedding. That
she
was it.
She loves her cake.
And then Paul and Carini. This is the rough one to watch. So what is any new updates on Paul and Carini?
He's posting stuff all the time. He did a video, a live, I think yesterday, or maybe it was today. Where he's just walking around the house, basically trying to show everyone that all of her stuff is gone, that the baby's gone. It's like, Paul, get help. You are a sick man.
I don't
get some help.
What is he doing? Is this all, I don't know, for part of it, I was like, okay, they're both in on this to get attention for another show.
I don't really know that
she's. But I think it's too crazy.
I don't know that she's in on it, though.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, maybe she was in on it. Now she's just, he's so freaking weird that she cannot.
Well, not even just weird. If he did
abusive,
the things yeah, that
allegedly.
She said he did. But I mean, the way they film him, he's sitting there looking for nail clippers in that big garbage bag. And he puts his fucking like whole body in there.
Yeah, that was
he's
ridiculous.
He's trying to be funny.
He's not. It's just sad now. But I mean, do your parents hate you that much that they are not even going to help you and your grandchild? Why wouldn't they take Carini in and the grandchild in and just leave Paul the fuck out of it?
I don't know. Maybe they think Carini trapped Paul. I don't know.
Trapped Paul.
Thinking of the other side. Well, the dad wants nothing to do with him.
I know.
Didn't we see the dad at one point in the very beginning?
No, did we?
I feel like we did.
I wish we did.
No.
I think the dad is supposed to be kind of strange too.
The mom seemed semi-normal. And he said something like, I'll get a job and take care of you. I've just been taking care of you and getting all these things set. Well, that little motorhome house, whatever it is, the module, is literally sitting on the train track. I mean, it is like a foot away from
the
train track.
I get the feeling that Paul, it's a real effort for him to accomplish anything fully.
Everything's a big deal. Look at him. I mean, look at him on his lives. He's so dramatic.
How old is he? Like 38?
Ooh, no. Is he?
36?
He's older.
Mid to late 30s. Yeah.
I just hope that, I hope
the
little
girl. Can you imagine how that would feel if you come from another country, you don't speak the language, you are with a child and allegedly pregnant again.
It's got to be rough.
The parents just have to be beside themselves and just have thrown up their hands and just gone like, you have done too much crazy shit.
But also, they're hearing Paul's side, not Carini's side. So,
well, yeah, but they know their son. They know he's fucking crazy.
Nuts. Jesus. All right, Sinjin and Tanya. I felt a little better about Tanya this time.
She was good with his family, his mom and his sister, and she wasn't so overbearing.
Mm-hmm. I do think Tanya now is just afraid that Sinjin is going to want to stay.
Well,
he keeps complaining about being in the United States. I mean, we see him now doing it. But maybe that's because the minute he came, you, Tanya, went away for 3 months. Or maybe not 3 months. Sure. However long she went away and left him by himself.
Yeah, he needs to get it together, though, too.
He does. It's not like he was this big, like, executive. Like, he's a freaking bartender. He's looking for bartending jobs.
Well, and it sounds like when he lived in South Africa, he had the best of both worlds where he kind of worked But then he had plenty of time to have fun. So
yeah, I think
it wasn't,
he worked when he wanted.
Exactly. So it wasn't a big deal to have a full-time 40-hour per week job.
He's a free spirit, they kept saying. But when you're with somebody and they want to settle down and have a baby. But see, also, I feel like in the very beginning, she sprung that on him when he came. Remember, she was like, well, you know, I want to have kids. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're just talking about getting married here, not having kids.
Yeah. Well, newsflash, if you're in the U.S., you really kind of need a full-time job. Otherwise, yes. You're not going to be...
You can't live.
No.
Well, she can't work with a broken foot, apparently.
What was her job?
I don't know. Bartending?
Was she a bartender?
I think she said she can't bartend because she's up on her feet. Well, that's understandable, but we're... Still, she went to that freaking training. What
it was
that?
Witch doctor training.
That's right. Can't she still do that? Can she heal
she
her
needs
foot?
To do something. She kind of whines.
Yes, she does.
She whines.
Okay, the Andre and Elizabeth. This is difficult to watch.
It's difficult, but it's so much bullshit.
So one of our listeners messaged us that Charlie, the brother, was arrested for like DUI and coke.
Correct.
That's what he was arrested for.
Check that out myself. Mm-hmm. And then we know Chuck was arrested as well.
The dad, but what for?
The dad was arrested for unpaid child support. The sister was arrested.
Wait, so the mom is not. See, we remember we asked, are the mom and dad still married?
They're not.
So is that her mother or her stepmother?
No, that's her mom.
Wow.
But they're not together.
So they are filming together. So the father has.
Is the dad really wealthy?
The unpaid child support, those girls are old. So how long ago was that?
It may have been.
Unless he has another kid from another marriage. Maybe. They act like he's wealthy, that they had all the money in the world.
I don't think so.
He has a property management company.
Yeah. He has rental properties.
I mean, you can make money,
or
but it doesn't sound
maybe
like.
Maybe he doesn't even own the rental properties.
Yeah,
maybe
he's just working
there.
Maybe
he's just the property
manager. But he acts like, I mean, she's asking for thousands and thousands of dollars all the time. And he's like, no problem. Here you go.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Yeah, I think they want you to believe that they have a lot of money.
I think so, too.
And then the sister was arrested for driving on a suspended license. So it wasn't.
You have to be pulled over for something to get arrested for driving on a suspended license. They're not just pulling you over, you know.
No, but I mean, she could have had a broken tail light or something. Who knows?
Yeah, true. But you don't get arrested for that.
Yeah, but the fact remains that the dad, the sister, and the brother
have all been arrested.
Yeah, and the brother multiple times. So when they're sitting at the dinner table, and that whole fight scene was such bullshit.
I don't know. Andre was getting heated.
He was heated. The brother-in-law or Andre's brother was smiling and they were just puffing out
like,
their chest.
Yeah, but I felt like they were uncomfortable. Like the brother I felt bad for. The sister-in-law's like, shut the fuck up, Andre. Stop it.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth, listen, she was in a gaslighter. Yeah, and she was in a hard position. Andre's being an asshole, but so is the brother. Charlie's, it's like, shut the hell up. Stop asking all these questions. There's no reason for it.
And why are you asking all those questions when you've fucking been arrested twice?
Yeah. Like you're questioning his character. You've known him for 2 years. They've been in the United States for 2 years. And it wasn't funny. It was just being mean. If they were acting, it was pretty well done, I thought, because Andre seemed really pissed.
Well, maybe he was. Maybe he was. And
the dad was trying to be nice to the table afterwards. Like, you know, hey, thank you.
I know. The problem is that we know too much now.
And we question really, everything. Yeah.
Really getting on my nerves.
Can we move to Love After Lockup, please? Please.
Who do you want to talk about first, Dan?
Let's start with who they started with. Quaylen and Chevelle. He finally got out.
He's out.
They were so excited. And I do appreciate Chevelle letting his mom run and hug first.
Yeah, as she should have.
Yes.
I didn't notice all the face tattoos when he was in prison.
I thought the same thing.
I was like, what
And maybe because when he wears his glasses, you can't see him as much.
The forehead.
Yeah. But I mean, he was in there for a long time. I this is so old school, but all I think is when you have those facial tattoos, what kind of job are you getting? Is that just old school thought?
No, it's not old school. It's
I mean, but what would he be? It's not like he's going for an office job. So it is kind of old school. Like, what am I thinking? Maybe he is. Why not?
I'm sure there's many jobs he could get.
I'm sure there is.
They're a lot limited. Of face
tattoos. Honestly, that is an old school thing. That sounds like something my father would say. What kind of job are you going to get with those tattoos?
It's just going to be the kind of industry that's going to accept that.
It's just the face.
It's going to be a warehouse job, and not face? Somewhere where he's going to be facing the public.
You're right. Because why the face? Go all body. Go full body. You can wear shirts. Nobody will see it.
Yeah, but he was a gang. He was been there 17 years.
I know,
he was a gang member.
That's the sad part. Was he?
He was running around with gangs.
Oh. Well, so, he comes out and he's like, I just want to be the best I can be. He seems very sincere, and I hope he is.
I think I like him.
Yeah, me
too.
You
know, now that he's out of prison, maybe some Cress White strips.
Oh, I didn't notice. Pretty bad. Also, well, we'll talk about a little bit, but I would think the first thing you want to do when you get out is take a freaking shower.
Oh, hell yes.
And some of these people aren't taking a shower right away. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a little shampoo, a little soap.
For instance, Christiana and John. I was very pissed. I'm very pissed at John.
John did this. John is why she was late.
Yes. And it's pissing me off because for his own selfish needs of wanting to be married, and he wanted to have fucking sex. And good. They didn't have time to have sex.
You didn't get it.
No.
But she should have said, you know what? Let's talk about this later.
I need to be there to the halfway house. I mean, this girl's been 14 years in and out of prison.
And she's been four times to the halfway
same
house.
Same one. Ooh, did you see Dubuque?
Yeah, it looks kind of gross.
Awful. Those transition lenses that
I
good
was
old
gonna
John
say
wears.
That same thing. Oh, those are so bad.
Hate them.
So bad. And they're the skinny, tiny
skinny,
little
very old.
Very dated.
Very old school.
But again, we're talking about a man who wears purple fringe on his jacket.
This is true.
So
what about when she called her mom? It's like the mom's like, hello.
I know. I was dying.
I mean, we thought Christiana had a low voice. It's like, what's going on?
I wasn't sure she said mom. And I'm like, mom? Are you sure?
Things are flying out of the truck down the road. It's like, so he's supposedly driving 80 miles an hour.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. He could barely see over the steering wheel. He's just.
But why can't they call the halfway house and say, we're on our way. This is where we are. We're going to
sure
be a little bit
did.
Late. I'm
hey,
sure
we're
it's going to
be filming.
Yeah, we're filming. I'm a little late. Jesus.
They just add that for dramatic effect.
Always. For instance, Scott and Lindsay. Now, I was very surprised at this outcome because I thought they were pulling our leg again. Scott's waiting.
But what outcome? You mean the fact that she didn't show up?
Yeah, because I thought it was the whole thing where he's looking outside, like, where is she? Where is
and
she?
Then,
it's like,
of
she didn't come. And all of a sudden
come.
At the very end, she comes out. No, she never showed up.
In fact, he had steak and a cake and he shared that. It was probably 2 hours.
The limo driver.
Sitting in the limo, but he sat there. Now, you know you're not going to be able to park in front of the airport like that.
There's nobody at the airport.
There's nobody
there. Was
there.
Nobody there. I feel like that wasn't even the airport. It was probably the bus station.
Probably.
But did you see on social media that people were asking about his lip? You know, the lip thing?
Was it a hair lip?
No. He says he was allergic to something and it will go down. Well, he's had that hair lip thing for days.
It was just during filming?
Apparently during filming, we'll see it go down.
But it's just the middle.
I know. Well, unless Scott's filming all this in one day, what the hell did he eat?
Was he stung by a bee? I mean, what happened?
We shall see if it goes down. I call bullshit, but
yeah,
we'll see.
That's not what happened.
So what do you think happened with her?
She probably didn't get released on time. Although I would think if they're arranging your airfare and your...
Well, they're not arranging it.
Who's arranging it?
He arranged. I mean, the
prison system doesn't do it?
No. Why would they arrange that? They just let you go. You're gone.
Yeah, but she's got to go from one state to another and be in a halfway house at a certain time. Mm,
true.
So who's going to schedule that? He
and
didn't
also,
do it.
He hadn't heard from her since she had been released. So
I see she wasn't released on time.
But then they show scenes from next week and she's like in a hotel room, it looked like. And she's like, yeah, things just didn't work out the way I thought this was going to be amazing. So maybe what happened was the first flight, I don't know. She missed it
or something.
But she, did she not have a cell phone?
What? Probably not.
Probably not. Hmm. Yeah. Why would she have a cell phone? Well, she probably had one when she went in.
Unless they give it back to her.
And maybe it was so old. Disconnected.
The battery was dead.
It was a good old flip phone that didn't work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen here.
All right. This Tyrese and Shonda, this whole story.
He's creepy. I'm sorry, but he creeps me out.
He's the one that said, I am considered a catch.
To who?
Yeah, this whole thing. The kids are shocked. Like, you're using you, old man. It's like, what the fuck? You think I'll be taken? Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, already have been.
You're 49, she's 28.
Now, he has seen her once, and they must have had sex because he made a comment about...
Oh.
He knew it was...
Oh, I didn't know that.
He knew he it was conjugal? Good.
No, you have to be... Haven't we learned anything? You have to be engaged to have conjugal sex.
Well, then how could he know?
I don't want to know.
And she's 28, he's 49. They don't even seem like a match.
Well, we haven't seen her either.
Well, we've seen a picture.
Yeah, but we've had two episodes where it's just him talking and we haven't seen her yet.
Does he not creep you out? He's creepy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He seems like he's acting a little
bit too. Yes, that's what it is. He's acting. And then we have Destiny and Sean. This is the thing where I'm like, let her go take a freaking shower before she goes and meets her mom and her sister for lunch.
Yeah.
It's gross.
In West Sacramento. Did you see that?
Did it say that?
Somewhere I saw that. Yeah.
Where did he pick her up at? Oh, he picked her up at the facility.
Yeah.
The mom looked a little rough.
The mom did look a little rough.
But she also has had a hard time with Destiny. Destiny's been kind of a pain in the ass for a very long time.
So Sean wasn't honest about how many kids he had.
Yeah, he said he had two.
And he's got six.
Mm-hmm. And he also said he was 36 when he's 45.
Yeah.
I don't blame the sister and the mom for saying, you know, we don't know you. She's just going to go with him to Vegas.
Weird. Stranger things have happened. Destiny's bragging about all the things that she did in prison.
I know. It's weird.
I mean, ooh, I hope it works out.
Making the hooch.
Yeah, with old fruit.
So why does she doesn't have to go to a halfway house or anything? She's just fully out. She's just on probation?
She's just on probation. Oh. But how is she, if she's not from Vegas, how is she going to
do the probation?
So this is what I don't understand.
This is what we've learned with like Maurice and Jessica. He can't move his probation, you know, right away.
If she was arrested in California, how does she get her probation moved? Because it doesn't seem like when you get out of jail, you can have it moved. Like you've got a petition to get it moved.
Like him. It's going to take like 60 days.
So how in the hell is she going to go to Vegas?
Don't know. Maybe she's not on probation. Maybe it's just over with.
Aren't you always on probation?
I don't think so. I think if you serve your time and you're done, you're done. Maybe some things are this much time, this much probation.
Or if they let you out early, you're on probation. Yeah. Otherwise, you're done.
Yeah, but I think some people just serve their time, right? Or maybe. I don't know.
For at least 6 months.
How come we not know this shit?
Because we don't know anyone in jail.
And we also don't research it because we like to just speculate because it's just fun. We like our listeners to let us know. Tell us what it means.
We leave the other podcasts to do all the research. Yeah, we just like, report what we think.
True or false,
we don't know. We just say shit.
We just say whatever we want. All right, so Maurice and Jessica. I'm feeling good about him. I'm feeling positive. He doesn't want to stay in LA because he's worried about getting back in with his people.
Well, yeah,
because that's where he's been arrested.
He's the one who goes to the probation office, mm-hmm. and he finds out it's 30 days to process the paperwork and then another 30 days to find out whether or not it goes through.
Yeah.
So he tells Jessica, just drive to fucking Vegas.
Just go.
Just go.
Let's just go. That's a good way to handle it.
Yeah.
Let's just break probation and go.
So he's not going to go to Vegas. I mean,
and I know she's upset because, you know, she wants to be with him, but I mean, he's been gone for so long.
I know. So
what's another 60 days?
Temporary housing in California.
Well, what if he has nowhere? He doesn't have anywhere to stay. His wife lives in Vegas.
But she's in Compton, right?
Maybe, but think about it. If I had a nephew in jail and I was supportive enough while he was in jail, but then he gets out and he's like, I can't go to Vegas. Can I stay with you for 60 days? I think not. I don't think I'd be comfortable with that.
I was going to say, hell no, you can't.
Even if like I think you're a good guy, just don't think I'd be comfortable with that.
No.
I mean, is that bad?
Probably.
It's probably not the right thing to say, but I think I'm being realistic. I don't know.
I'm putting
myself in a situation. I don't have any idea
how
I would react.
You would never have to be.
Oh, God. No kidding. I think that's it for this evening. We'll do another show. We've got Married at First Sight, NOLA, MAFS, Australia, Beverly Hills, and another New York. Bitches.
I know. Is that it? It feels like there's something else.
Well, I'm watching Big Brother, and yes. I know that a few of our listeners wanted us to talk about Big Brother, but Gina doesn't watch it.
No. Now it's too late.
It's too late. It's also something you have to watch from the very first episode, otherwise you're not into it.
Now, I did see Selling Sunset season 3, so I might dip into that.
Wait, have you watched any of it?
No, do I need to?
Oh, yeah.
I have to catch
Seriously?
Up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
You have to watch. Well, you probably could start with season 2. because season one was a while ago. I think you could start with season two and figure it out.
Maybe
I mean,
I'll do that because now that my Dr. Foster's over.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's talking about Selling Sunset. I think it's pretty ridiculous, but I will be probably be watching it. Cinematically, it's kind of pretty.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That's what
Plus,
I've heard.
Season three is when Justin Hartley and his wife split up.
Oh.
And he, I think, is kind of a dog. So we shall see.
Oh, well, then I will
you know
start
who,
watching.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah, he was on...
This Is Us.
Yeah, This Is Us.
We're still watching The Americans every night.
Oh, geez.
I know. Well, it's long. There's a lot of them. It's pretty good. We do like one a night. It's all I can handle.
Something new. I'm ready for something new. Those British shows, though, I gotta say, they're pretty damn good.
They're kind of my favorite.
They are good.
All right.
Too many things.
Too many things to watch.
All right.
We'll see you Saturday. Well, we'll be back Friday, but...
You'll hear us Saturday.
Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.